Okay, so let's unpack this. We're doing a deep dive today into AI automation, specifically for business growth. It's just evolving so incredibly fast, isn't it? Our mission here really is to cut through some of the jargon, get a handle on this huge strategic shift that's happening, and pull out the most important bits from the sources you shared. Because this isn't just about automating simple tasks anymore. It feels like a seismic shift. And that's where it starts getting really interesting.
It really is fascinating to see the progression. I mean, the journey usually kicks off with robotic process automation, RPA. Think of it like software bots, just mimicking human actions for those repetitive rule-based things.
Like filling out forms, moving files, that kind of.
Exactly. Clicking, typing, data entry, the digital equivalent of grunt work, you could say.
Right, the digital hands. But our sources are pretty clear. The landscape's moved way beyond that now. We're into something called intelligent automation, or IA. How's that different?
Yeah, that's a really crucial distinction. IA takes that RPA foundation and layers on artificial intelligence plus business process management. So you leap beyond just those simple predefined tasks. Now you're automating complex processes, ones that need, well, decisions. Imagine AI not just pulling data from an invoice, but understanding different formats, maybe flagging issues.
So it's got some thinking involved.
Precisely. Or analyzing customer emails for sentiment, maybe prioritizing urgent ones. It adds that cognitive piece RPA just doesn't have.
That's a big step up. And the sources mention another frontier, even more advanced, agentic AI. What are these AI workers? How are they different again from IA?
This is where things get potentially transformative. Agentic AI, these are systems designed to act autonomously, to achieve a high-level goal, almost like digital team members.
Autonomous how? Like, IA makes decisions, but this is different.
It is. An older system might follow a script. An agentic AI understands the goal. It can break that goal down, execute steps across different systems, and critically adapt if something unexpected happens without needing constant human input.
Okay, give me an example. Something concrete that shows that autonomy in action.
Right. So instead of just processing a service ticket that comes in, think of an agentic AI monitoring customer engagement. It senses someone might be about to leave, might churn.
Okay.
It doesn't just flag it. It could maybe draft a personalized email, schedule a call for a human agent with all the context, perhaps even adjust an offer automatically based on past interactions. It's that proactive, self-directed problem solving.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's different.
And you see big players, UiPath, automation, anywhere, they're already building platforms around this idea, aiming for this autonomous enterprise.
So it feels like we're building a digital workforce, not just using tools. What's actually making this possible? What are the key technologies underneath?
Good question. Well, generative AI is obviously huge. It doesn't just analyze, it creates new content like personalized marketing emails, product descriptions, maybe even code snippets.
Right, and language understanding.
Exactly. Natural language processing, NLP, especially with these large language models, LLMs, that's what lets AI understand and generate human language so well. So, chatbots and virtual assistants can handle really complex queries 24/7.
Which frees up human agents for the really tricky stuff, the high empathy problems.
That's the idea.
So connecting this back to the big picture for you listening, finding the best AI automation isn't about a simple tool anymore, is it? It sounds like you need an intelligent, integrated platform, increasingly autonomous, which naturally brings up the human side. What about the people in all this? How do companies manage such a massive change?
That's probably the most critical piece for success, honestly. The sources really hammer this home. Change management is essential. You need a strategy. The 80-Carrier model comes up a lot. It focuses on the human journey: awareness, desire, knowledge, ability, reinforcement.
80-Care, awareness, desire.
Okay. Yeah, making people aware of why the change is needed, fostering a personal desire to be part of it, giving them the knowledge and ability through training, practice, support, and then reinforcing it until it sticks.
So it's about bringing people along, not just dropping tech on them. What's the hardest part of that, usually?
Often it's that desire and ability part. People need to see what's in it for me, and they need support to build the new skills. It means serious investment in reskilling, focusing on those uniquely human skills, critical thinking, creativity, complex problem solving, because AI will handle more routine stuff.
Makes sense. And one last thing, with all this autonomy, governance must be key, right?
Absolutely paramount. A responsible AI framework isn't optional, it's foundational. You've got to think about data privacy, security, fairness, avoiding bias in decisions, transparency too, so you know why the AI is doing what it's doing. And always, always human oversight and accountability.
Building trust, basically.
Exactly. Trust is key.
So the market's exploding. We're talking over $750 billion this year, maybe trillions down the road. It's clearly not a one-off project. It's ongoing evolution. What really stands out from this deep dive for me is that this isn't just about efficiency anymore. It feels like it's fundamentally reshaping how businesses work, how people work with technology, unlocking new potential. So maybe think about your own organization. Where's that one high-impact area? Maybe a bottleneck or a limitation you feel now that could really be transformed by this new wave of intelligent autonomous AI.